It's another episode of the Ignite Your Fire podcast. Oh, today is such a good one. I cannot wait to talk about why you are not where you want to be and how to get there. How do I get out of the stuck that you're in? And how do you really remove something that's really critical in order for you to be able to get there? There's something in the way, and we're going to talk about that in today's podcast. But first, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Eric Sorensen on Instagram, because every day I'm publishing videos. I'm letting you know of live events that are coming up. So there are so many incredible things that are coming up to ignite the fire that you have inside of you, including live events. So make sure that you are following me on Instagram and you'll get all the latest updates. I just wanted to let you know before we dive into this content, because today I am so excited about today's podcast, because it's something that I have known for a very long time, but just in the last month or so, it has really sort of come to the forefront and my understanding of it has grown just significantly. You know, I had an experience just about a month ago where it was really a meditative experience. I was able to go to a therapist and do this really cool meditative experience to really dive into the things that were holding me back in my life, the things that were keeping me stuck or not having the ability to level up and really ultimately achieve the dreams that I had. And one of the things that was really powerful about this experience is I was able to sort of step back for a minute and look at my life from the outside in versus from the inside out. I was really like able to like index and look at like all the things that have happened in my past and all the things and the decisions that I've made and sort of the big bold moves that I've made over the years. And you know, how do I make that next big bold move? How do I get unstuck from where I'm at today? Well, one of the most crazy things happened. I started seeing these boxes in almost every aspect of my life, from the time I was a child to now, in different boxes that I was put in, or I put myself in, that were keeping me from becoming the next thing or doing the next thing or leveling up. And sometimes I would stay in these boxes for years. You know what? It all started with, you know, I'll give you an example of this, of when I was a child. When I was a child, like, it was really the understanding, or at least my understanding in our family, that what you do is you grow up, you go to school, you go to church every Sunday, you serve, once you graduate from high school, you serve in the religion I'm in, a church mission for 2 years, and I did. I went to Chile, and then you get home when you're about 21 years old, and you get married, and once you get married, you have children. And so by the time I was 22 years old, I was married and had a child. And then, of course, what you do is after you graduate from college, you work a 9-to-5 job. And I followed that box to a T. In fact, most of the members of my family, I think all of them, at least my immediate family, are still inside of that box. Now, before we dive into what this box is all about and how you break through the box that you feel like you're stuck in, or the box that's keeping you from everything that you can become, let me just say this. If you're in a box and you know you're meant to be there and it's not somebody else's box, then there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. We're going to not talk about what's right or what's wrong today. We're going to talk about what's right for you and what's wrong for you, what will get you to the potential that you have and what will keep you stuck playing small. And those are the two like differences. Now, whatever direction you want to go in your life, the key is what's wrong for you, I believe, and what's wrong for me is to stay stuck in a box that I know that I wasn't born to be in, and to break through to that box so that I know I was meant for, that I know I am feeling called towards, that I know will help me rise to the potential that I have. If that for me is getting in that box of the 9-to-5, then great, because a lot of good can be done in that 9-to-5 box. But if that box is not for me, then I must get out. Otherwise, I'm going to start and continue to live a life that I know is somebody else's dream, somebody else's idea, and that will never allow me to rise to the person I know that I can become, the potential that I have. And that is the same for you. If you're in the box that will help you rise to your potential that you absolutely know is the right place to be, then great. But I'm guessing you're listening to this podcast because you're not in the right box. In fact, you're probably in a box that either somebody else created and put around you, or you're living in a box that you allowed other people, or you've created for yourself because it's safe. You know, I love when Tony Robbins talks about the six basic needs of all humans. And the first one is safety and security. The benefit of safety and security is like it's really hard to step out of your comfort zone unless if you do feel safe. It's really hard to build a relationship unless if you feel safe. It's really hard to go out and get a job or do anything meaningful unless if you first feel safe. But here's the problem. If you feel too safe and you put yourself inside of the safety box, well, guess what? You'll never venture out. You'll never go and do the things you were meant to do, and you'll sit in home all day because you're so fearful of living out, of going outside or doing anything big in your life. So there's blessings and curses for all the needs that we have, but the right amount of balance in those needs is really what allows us to sort of open up our world. So back to the story that I was telling you in the beginning, where I was in that 9-to-5 box, and I recognized at about age 25 that this was not a box that was for me. Yes, it was a box that my family all entered into. It was a box that my father was in, and he thrived and did an incredible job in that, and it was right for him. But I knew for me, I felt I was born for something more. So I broke the box. I walked out of this really good paying 9-to-5 job that I actually did love, and I started a business. I started my first business. No clients, no experience, hardly any money in the bank. I think at the time I had less than $2,000 sitting in the bank, and I ventured off, and it was an incredible experience. And I created a new box, a new opportunity for about 15 years. And it's interesting how we live in different stages of our life from different times. Have you noticed that? Like if you're 40 years old, you're probably not the same person. At least I hope you're not. That you were when you were 20. Your desires are different. You know, I'm in my 40s now. So like my desires now in my 40s are vastly different than what my desires were when I was 22 or 23 years old. And in fact, I'm a very different person today. I have very different goals and aspirations and things that I loved doing when I was 20, like gaming on the computer, for example, I don't even like right now. And the hobbies that I have now, I probably wouldn't have liked when I was 20 years old. So we're always changing. We're always molding. But the goal is, are you going towards the person you were meant to become? Mark Twain said that the two greatest days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. So what is this box? A lot of us were put in different, what I call belief boxes when we were young. Beliefs about maybe spirituality or God, or beliefs about jobs, or the beliefs about money is a big one. There is a big box around so many people that I coach with that basically says that money is bad or too much money is bad. And so they end up limiting themselves. But is that really true? Is that really a good box that money is bad or money is evil? Well, money can be evil if you use it for evil purposes. But you put a lot of money in the right person's hands and they can change the entire world. You know, I'm a true believer in entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship has brought more people out of poverty than any other single activity. And there are things that you cannot do and cannot be called to do because of the level of income you're at right now. So that's a box that you should look at. That financial box. Do I have beliefs that I'm stuck in this box that aren't necessarily mine? They're somebody else's beliefs that I just adapted because I thought that they were right or it was right, but it's actually not. Well, it's interesting. As I went through my career and I thought I would be in the advertising agency world for my entire life, until about 2017 or so, so what is that, about 5 or 6 years ago, I felt a calling. You see, I believe that you are called to do a thing. Winston Churchill said something to the fact that there comes a time in a person's life where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder to do something great. And what a tragedy it would be if at that moment they found themselves unqualified or unprepared. That calling is sort of that tap on the shoulder. And what that calling essentially is, it's a calling to rise to the potential that you have and create and or join the purpose that you were born for. Now, if you were born for the 9-to-5 job, then stay in the 9-to-5 job. If you were born, however, for something greater and you're in a box that's keeping you small, you must break out. If you're feeling stuck and you know you're born for more, you're in a box. If you're feeling stuck and you feel like it's your life isn't where it needs to be right now, you're in a box. What box have either you created or somebody else created around you that you must break out of? So 2017, I started feeling this calling to sort of get out of that career box of building businesses from the outside in through marketing and advertising programs, which, by the way, I love doing. I got really good at it, and it was really fun. I loved absolutely creating ad campaigns, but I felt a major shift in the next stage of my purpose. And what did I do? I kept feeling this. I felt pulled. I felt this calling. I felt I was born for more. I had big dreams and big aspirations, bigger than just the advertising agency, but I stayed in the box. Because the box is comfortable. If we stay in the box long enough, it's what we know. It's what we're familiar with. We feel safe in that box. And outside of the box, it's really scary. And I get that. But most people in life choose the box and they stay in it for the rest of their lives. And most people live average lives. Most people stay on that sort of hamster wheel of mediocrity and never rise to the potential that they have. I truly believe that one of the greatest tragedies in life is somebody like you that has major potential, but you choose to stay in the box that you or someone else created for you. That is a tragedy. Because you were born for so much more than the box you've kept yourself in. Around these boxes are something I call stories. Stories that either keep you there or once changed can help you break through that box. So my story was, I know this business. I've been in it for 15 years at this point in 2017, 2016, and I felt called for something else. Can I break the box? Well, this is what I know. So I kept getting involved in businesses that really kept me in that box until one day, I realized that the path of my calling and my mission and my purpose was going one direction, and the path I was going was a different direction. And that gap was getting bigger and bigger. And guess what happened? My life got worse. I started struggling. It was a really dark time for 2 or 3 years because I was fighting who I knew I could become for what I knew was the familiar. You know, the primary reason for failure and unhappiness in life is trading what you want most in life for what you want in the moment. I knew that calling was what I wanted most in my life. I knew it was where I should have gone and where I must go, but I made a decision to stay in that box. I made a decision to trade what I wanted most in life for the comfort in the moment, for the average life that would have been fine. But I would have never been able to reach my potential inside of that box. Now, you have boxes inside of every aspect of your life. You have boxes you have a box around your relationships, around your marriage, maybe if you're married, around your business, around your spirituality. Are those boxes that you either have put yourself in or somebody else has put you in, are they keeping you small? And are they keeping you from rising to the potential that you have? And if they are, you must break them. So for today, I know in a podcast, we're not going to solve the world's problems, but here's what we can do. Choose one box right now. What is one box in your life that you know, in my life, it was my career, which also I believe is my true calling, my potential. My potential that I know now after going through this experience is to wake up men and women to who they are and help them rise to their potential. So choose one aspect of your life right now, and I want you to think about that aspect. What box are you in right now that is keeping you small? What box are you in that is holding you absolutely hostage? What story do you have inside of that box that is keeping you from rising to the calling that you have? And it's time to change the story. You've heard it said before, change your story, change your life. Break the box. And all of a sudden, you open up an entirely new world that you never knew existed. So in that dark moment of my life when I knew that I was in the wrong box, I knew I needed to break the box, I didn't know how to get out of it, I had a pivot point, a moment that was the springboard that allowed me to finally break through the box, change the story, and get on a completely different trajectory, one that led me to this very day, one that led me to a TED Talk 2 weeks ago on stage, one that led me to creating masterminds and speaking at live events and becoming a speaker. and helping others reach their potential. And it's been a glorious, incredible, and difficult road for the last 5 years to get to this point. But I had to change my story. And I had to get uncomfortable. I had to break the box of, okay, it's safe, it's great here, this is really what I should do, I should ignore my calling, and I started listening to the calling. And that it was like gravity was pulling me towards something, and I didn't know exactly what it was. So that's when I started reading books. That's when I started investing in myself. You want to break a box? Start, number one, looking in the mirror, and number two, start investing in yourself today. There's a box around you right now that tells you that when you focus on yourself, it's selfish. But when you're focusing on yourself to not only improve your life, but improve the lives of others, is that selfish? Let's be honest. If you are better tomorrow than you are today, and next month, and the next month, and the next month, and you keep improving your lives, how much are the people around you going to improve? Significantly. When you rise, others around you will rise too. When you step into your authentic self, and by the way, the person that you are now that's inside of you that you've put in the box, when you unleash that person, oh wow, watch out. Incredible things can happen to you. It can open up an entire world that you never even knew existed. And I know because I've been on that path and I opened up the box. I broke it wide open. Started reading books. Started attending events, seminars. I started investing in myself in personal and professional development. I spent, I hate to even say it, hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal development. If you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this, don't worry about it. That's not, there's ways that you can do this. A book costs $10. Get my book, Commit First. Read it. Read Be Your Future Self Now by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. It will change your life. It will help you rise to the potential that you have. That's another great one. But start investing in yourself now and start focusing on what is that calling? What is my purpose? And how can I align myself with that purpose? And guess what happens? Once you start aligning your purpose is here and your mission is here, and if you're not watching video, I've got my hands up, and there's a gap between your current existing life. And once you close that gap and you start taking actions and start living a life that is consistent with the person you can become, everything changes. You know, when I was in that dark moment, that springboard for me was a quote that I read that changed the entire course of my life that said that the scariest day of your life is the day you die when the person you are meets the person you could have become. And in that dark moment, I committed 100%. I committed to myself that the day I die, the person I am will be the person I could have become. And I've been marching on that journey ever since. But it took me to take steps into the uncomfortable, into the unknown, having no clue exactly what was in store for me, and an entirely new world opened up to me. And when you are living consistent with your calling, there is no greater sense of fulfillment that you will ever feel. In every aspect of your life, or in any aspect of your life, you can actually have it all. You can have anything you want in life. You can achieve anything you want in life. You can become the person you were meant to become. And when you are on that journey, on that path, there is this so much fulfillment. It's an extraordinary feeling of fulfillment that you will have in your life. And you will notice when you're taking actions that are not consistent with that calling that you have, all of a sudden, you're going to feel a little bit lost. Yes, you are feeling lost right now because you're not living up to the potential that you have. And you're getting stuck in small things. And small things all of a sudden become big things when that's the box that you're in. And if you're collapsing under the weight of small things and small decisions, how are you ever going to bear the weight of big things, big dreams, and big decisions? You know, I heard it once said that don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. Yes, it's all small stuff. You know, my wife and I are remodeling the home. We're stressing over remodeling the home, but does it really matter in terms of my calling and the potential and what I know I'm meant to become? No, it doesn't. Because the cabinet door doesn't fix when we're remodeling the house and we're stressed about it because we got to go to the store and get another one, is not a big problem. But we tend to make small problems big. You know what a big problem is? You not rising to the potential that you have. Me not rising to the potential that I have. You have life to change. First, starting with your own life. And once you change and improve your own life, you can now help change the lives of others. And if that's your children, amazing. If that's your spouse, amazing. If that's your neighbors, amazing. If that's getting on a stage and changing in an audience, wow. There are people waiting for your voice. There are people waiting for you that only you can connect with. And I believe that you and I have an obligation to not only ourselves, but to them as well, to rise to the calling and the potential that we have. So I want you to think about this. In this box that you're in right now, it's comfortable. But what's worse? Kind of like choose your pain. Being in the pain of being stuck in the box that you created, or the pain of stepping into the darkness and creating something new. Either way, you're going to experience pain, but only one of them leads to the potential that you have. Please, if there's anything that you get out of this podcast, please rise to your potential. Please become the person you were born to become. You know, when I talk about this, you feel it. Please, this world needs you. And it needs you now. And it needs you to get uncomfortable, take steps into this darkness, and be divinely carried to your calling. Darkness is divine. There was no other way I would have risen and broken that box that I was in that difficult time 5 or 6 years ago. There's no way I would have risen without the darkness. Why? Because the darkness in your life and the pain and challenges and suffering in your life at times are wake-up calls. They put you in a frame of mind where you can receive messages and lessons that in any other time of your life you wouldn't be able to receive. Without that darkness, I would have never risen to where I am today. And without the darkness in your life, and without feeling stuck like you're feeling right now, you're never going to be able to wake up to the potential that you have. And hopefully my voice is a trigger point. That's why I call this ignite. Ignite this fire inside of you. I am here to hopefully ignite a spark that ultimately you can turn into a flame that will change the entire world. Please, please listen to that calling. Please follow that direction and do it in the way that only you can do it. My calling is not your calling. Your calling is not mine. Your potential is not mine. My potential is not yours. It's uniquely you. It's uniquely yours. I promise you, your life will change and so many others will change as well if you just simply listen and please rise. I hope that was helpful, guys. I know some of this is a little bit heavy, but I can tell you right now that there's no greater fulfillment than when you're living consistently with your calling. All right, you guys have an awesome day. Hopefully we can connect on social media and we'll see you in the next episode.